There's a discussion here of Gidl. Gidl says that Zrikas Pigul doesn't work to take out Kochim Kochim or to put, take out Kochim Kochim from Milo to put in Kochim Kalim to Milo. But the Gemara has the Kasha from Zrikas Pigul that's Mekadosh the Lechem. And the Gemara answers the difference between Shechit and Zrika. So we explained yesterday with the Tosis, if Moses spells it out, that the Makshin held that it becomes Pigul right away. Just the chorus waits for the Zrika. So by Shechit is also Pigul. So if the Shechit as Pigul can work to be Mekadosh the Lechem, then the Zrika as Pigul should work for whatever it has to do. Which the Gemara says, no, Omer Leib Zrika. Zrika is different. And as Tosis puts it, so basically that is what the Gemara is discussing. Is it Pigul right away, just the chorus waits? Or the whole Pigul doesn't come till later? Okay, we saw that. V'homar ula kemetz Pigul shehelo legabi mizbeah poka Pigulo mimenu ukmitza hainu shchita. Ula says in Mzochim, into Sad Nadin over there, kometz Pigul shehelo legabi mizbeah. He made his kmitzah with a machshavas chutzis manos. He's mafagel the mincha. Then he puts the kmitz pigul, he's makter on the mizbeach. Says ula poka pigulom imenu. The santa din, it becomes ois pigul. Now, we'll just see why. The Gemara, he says an interesting thing there. Im acherim mevili de pigul hu atzmol okol shekeim. Which Gemara says, what does that mean? The Gemara says like this. Im eino miskabel. Means we said that in Pigul you need Korvu Matirov. Just like in a carbon you need a proper Zrika to complete the Pigul. In Mincha, Haktorah Sakoim, it's equivalent to Zrika. So you need a good Haktorah. If the thing is Pigul, then it's Gufanara Haktorah. That's what it means. Rashi explains, Heich meivach lein pigul. Hamakti koymetz amanashu yechol shirayim lemochor. Heich mincha mispagelas. Imein haktoros haktor. You tell me this thing is pigul. So when you makter it, so it's not a good haktor. In order to make pigul, you need a good haktor. Apparently, this is called a good haktor. Apparently, it's poka pigul mimenu. It would be minayu bein impossibility. You could never have pigul by a mincha because you have to have a kosher haktor. And this is what Tosfos will call this koymetz is afra balm, it's nothing. So you didn't make akhtor, so you have pigul. So it must be, you see in that if the koymetz is miskabel, l'ratzos l'acherim, it's called the proper ritzu, it's called kartzos kosher, obviously the thing itself became kosher. Poka pigula, very interesting that did. Now, what does that do with us? So amarula, koymetz pigul shelgav is a poka pigula mimen. Ukmitza hainu shchit. Now, what's the right? What does that do with us? We want to know. We're dealing with a very lomdish question here. Is the pigul chal right away? Or is it chal later? So the simple way to go, you see it's called pigul. Based the kmitza, you see it's already called pigul. That's how Tosis starts. This is funny because you have about 20 mishnayos throughout the Zvachim and Menachos that call something pigul. That's no right. Obviously, the Loshim call it pigul. So I tell you, the raya is from the fact it's poka pigulo. The pigul went off. That's mashma Tosis says there was something there. It went off. There was something there. Apparently, there's something there. The ace already depletes. To which the Gemara answers, no. Amalei sur de maisel de pigul. Nishgafrela. What we mean when we say poka pigul means not it's pigul. Now, even when we say that the pigul is chal later, but it's possible. I mean, in layman's language, you call it pigul. It has the potential for pigul. It's on its way to pigul. That's what's called pigul, and that's what's poka. And again, Tosis spells out at the bottom that that's the discussion. He asks, how could the Havamin have thought it's really pigul based the kmitza when everybody knows it doesn't become pigul until the Haktorah? So the last lines at our bottom, Tosis, v'yesh loyman, dafka l'chaybo koreis enu nikva ad lachazrika, avol shem pigul chal misha shchita. Should say something else. Okay. What's the answer? Umeshani, the maisel de pigul. Kloimeli oilam ena pigul achazrika. Laman lohovili de milo. I poka pigul. Rotzloma isa mevil de pigul. Whatever that thing is called, that the potential pigul, whatever it is, that's poka. continues the Gemara and asks, "V'hoktani imacherim, maybe the pigul huatzmo lekosh." Okay, now that is the Ula's explanation. What's the Gemara's kasha here? It says Tosis, very interesting pshat. He says here, what are you telling me? You're telling me it has to be parka pigulo. Why? Because if it's not parka pigulo, then the haktora is worthless. It's what Tosis calls afra ba'alma. It's afra, it's nothing. You're putting nothing down. That's how we knew parka pigulo. So Tosis, the Gemara is saying like this, an interesting thing. It wasn't like this. If you tell me, like I say, that the koimetz is taka pigul, it's really pigul, just it's waiting for the kores, okay, then I understand what Dula said. If it's really pigul, it's what Tosis calls afra ba'alma. So when you mark to that, it's a gonished. So how could it be a proper haktorah? So Ula had a right at poka pigulo. But you're telling me that the koimetz is not pigul. It's, I don't know what it is. We'll call it PP, potential pigul. Christ, what is this? It's a psa nebula zach. So who said that has to go off? Who said that that'll make it not a good haktorah? It's a gonished. It's not afra ba'alma. It's the mice of the pigul. It's on its way to pigul. So where is Ula's raya that has to go off? If you say it's mamish pigul, then vashaymedoch, it's not a haktorah when it goes down. You must say poka pigula has to go off. But if all there is on this thing is some sort of, I don't know, quasi thing, what the Gemara calls isur the maisel of the pigul, so where's his raya that goes off? Why should that shter the haktorah? To which the Gemara answers, Konami isur the maisel of the pigul. That also makes ois haktorah. Even that potential pigul would make it a non-haktorah, and it couldn't go through. As you see, the Tosis, he spells it out. It's very good. It's very rare to find a Rishon talking so clearly. I'm on the top, right there, right where the Gemara starts there. Im kein heich mevi hashirayim, the first in line, lidei pigul, hobina katsoas kosher. That was Ula Svora. Alma mashma shechal hapigul mishas kmitzu. Like you're telling me, where is Ula's raya that it's nothing and therefore has to go off? What's the big problem? But what is Ula getting so excited about? It can't be. It's not Haktorah. Why not? It's not Pigul. He has something wrong here. Umishani Honami Isur the Maisle Pigul. Klomar Liyoyla Mena Pigul Chalat Shazrika. Like I said, Umikomoko Mochiach Ulo Shapi Shapoka Pigulo. The cave of the Isur the Maisle Pigul. Maschila Mishas Kmitzo. She connected Shrito. You love the poka pigul. Have a little lachshuve afro. Have a little talking about it. Interesting question in the Gemara here. Okay, that makes it afro too. Mele has to go off. So we're back to no raya. Right. Only Ravino Lavash. We have another on machloikas in the beginning of Zvochim that we said a few times that in order to have pigul with the chi of koris, it has to have only a psul pigul. So the Mishnah goes through a whole thing. Let's say a guy is shoychet with a machsheves chutz l'zmano, and then he makes kabbalah with a machsheves chutz l'makayim. That's not pigul, because it's not kovah matir, you have another psul. Or fakeret, let me the other way. Shochat with a machsheves chutz l'makayim, and zorak with a machsheves chutz l'makayim. It doesn't matter. As long as you have mixed in there a machsheves chutz l'makayim, it's ois pigul. Says Rabbi Yehuda there, not so simple. Zeh klal kol she machsheves hazman kodma machsheves hamokim pigul v'chayovan lof koris. Rabbi Yehuda says it depends on the order. If you shechted chutz l'zmano and then you did something else chutz l'mkomo, that blibes pigul because ain machshovo moitzim in machshovo. We all doesn't matter as long as there's a machsheves chutz l'mkomo or something else floating around that korban, it's ois pigul. Rabbi Yehuda goes, it's first come, first serve. If Chutz L'Zmano got there first, it locks into Chutz L'Zmano, Mekenem Nitschter. Now, we have a Machloikis over there. Did Rabbi Yochanan say that also in one Avodah? or even in two avoiders. Ilfa says over there, machloikus b'shtei avoiders. Alvo b'avoida achas, dire hakol, ira machshavas yeshka. Meaning, when Rabbi Yehuda said that if the zmano comes first, it stays pigul, that's a bidid shchit to l'shchutz l'zmano. Then he moved on to Kabbalah, chutz l'mekoyim. It is shchit, that ad avoiders, chutz l'zmano, that's it. But if it's a one avoider, if it's in one avoider, in, let's say in the shchid or shchid the simenecha, we'll see one second. Let's make it simple. In the Kabbalah itself, in the Kabbalah itself, we have two machshavas, chutz l'zman and chutz l'mekayim. That Rabbi Yehuda agrees will not be pigul, because you don't have an avoider. Rabbi Yehuda's svara is ain one avoider motziyah from another avoider. But you got to establish a full avoider in chutz l'zman. If you mix up in one avoider two machshavas, then I don't care. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Omar Ravil Rashi, but Omar Ilfo Machlekes Bishtei Avoidos Kigoin. The Omar Reini Shoychet Simin Rishin Chutz L'Zman. Get into the details of Shchita. He holds Yeshu L'Shchita. Shchita itself has two parts. Let's just make it simple. He shechted the first Simin Chutz L'Zmanoi. The Simin Sheni Chutz L'Mekoyim. That's when Rabbi Yehuda said that if Chutz L'Zmano came first, it pins it as pigul, and you can't make it always pigul. Avo b'avoida achas, the kule almo iriv machshavas have. Okay. So the Gemara has a very interesting question. If that's true, says the Gemara, I have a ray against you. Why? Because let's go again like this. What are we saying now, Pigul? What are we discussing? The Makshin holds that it's Pigul with the Shechita and Chorus's ways. We're answering a no. The whole business happens later. So if you say, like the Makshin held, that the Pigul is Chal whenever you do it, then I understand what Rabbi Yehuda said, what Ilfa said. Because if you did Semen Echa Chutz L'Zmanoi, and then Semen Shein L'Chutz L'Mekoyimoi, the Semen Echa Chutz L'Zmanoi takes hold and it can't be broken. But Shein Kein, if in one thing itself is mushed up, Chutz L'Zmanoi, Chutz L'Mekoyimoi, then nothing grabbed on, it doesn't matter, the order. So that's good the way I say it. But the way you're saying, let's say I shechted with a Machsheves, Chutz L'Zmanoi, and I made Kabbalah with a Machsheves Chutz L'Mekoy. Rabbi Yehuda says that's Pigul. Why? Because the Machsheves Pigul came first. Again, good, that's the way I say, because the Pigul started at Shechita. But the way you're saying, nothing happens till Zizrika. Everything is Chal based on Zizrika. So everything Chal is at one time. So if I did, so Lirav Machsheves Hika. There's no, where's the difference? I mean, you're telling me if you have two Machsheves at the same time, then Rabbi Yehuda agrees, I don't care about the order. Where's the case of two machshavas at separate times? After Gemar Shechita L'Shem, Shechita, make the extreme case, he shechted Chutz L'Zmanoi, in Kabbalah B'Shtika, and Halacha B'Shtika, then he made the Zrika Chutz L'Mekoyimoi. What do I care? It doesn't matter. Everything happens at one second. At the Esad Zrika, it's Chal the whole shebang. So at that point, it's Chal all the machshavas. So it's always Erev machshavas. How do you case not of non Erev machshavas?
What happens in the present? Does the Shechita the rest of the
okay.
So why the whole point of this question should be considered about Shabbos?
Why?
Because he's saying that everything goes busted.
He didn't have any other Shabbos. Your case didn't have any other Shabbos. Here he had a Mekoyim Mashal. So, and those two are chal together.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
that's what we're talking about. That makes ois pigul. And even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that if
disqualifying non-pigul Mashal.
Right. And for the Gemara, a crucial thing. Now the whole thing's going to turn around now. The Gemara says, Ochenami l'chizorik, Tigli milso. Now they all put in the word l'mafreya. Ibavoyrachas ibishtei avoydus. One says, "Hold on, you make a mistake. You misunderstood me. I take a hold that everything is chal with the zrika. bought its chal in Mafreya. Based the Zriko is this bar, what you call it, chal in Mafreya, everything. So now everything is back okay. Because you tining that, the way I'm saying that everything chal based the Zriko, so it's always Erev Mashavis. Because now based the Zriko comes down, Zayn Mashavis, Chutz Lasorka, El Mekoyma, Luzmano, and Mekoyma. Zog the Gemara, no, based the Zriko, I now know Limafreya what happened. So based the Zriko is chal Limafreya, the Chutz Luzmano, in the Shita Sivan Echad, let's say, and the Chutz Mekoyma in the Shita Sivan Beit. So it isn't to avoid this. The kids of the Gemara has essentially collapsed our question. Our question was it chal now if I am as the car as well? But the whole thing is chal later. The whole thing is chal later, but it's chal of Afreya. Oh, now we have serious problems.
But what does it mean if it's in Afreya? Why the mice of the car doesn't start from before? So what does it mean it starts with Afreya? The machshava starts with Afreya, but really the car
is chal of Afreya. It's chal of Afreya. And now in the Ace de Zrika, once the Zrika is a good Zrika, now Lumafrey, everything happens. I mean, it's essentially, the sense that the Gemara is caving in, really. The Gemara is caving into the other system. It does become Pigel based the Shechita, but it happens Lumafrey. It doesn't happen till the Zrika. Then the Gemara says, then we lost our whole case. We started off with a kasha on Reb Gidl that Shchitas Pigul is Mekadosh Delech. Right? Explain to us, let's go to Sova. Not doing Me'ilah, there's no Me'ilah in Kochim Kala, there's no Me'ilah. Hello, what? It's Mekadosh Delech and Lipossel. We'll come to your point in a second. I made a mistake, yes, we'll come back to that. It's Mekadosh to Pasel. And the Gemara understood to Mekadosh to Pasel is the same, it's an auxiliary function of an Avodah. So if you can do it with the Pasel, you can do it for me. Fine. Our answer was, and nothing happens based on the Shechita. So the Shechita is good, so you can't bring me a Raya. You're not telling me, with all your lomdus, that it happens based on Zrika, what happens with Mafreya. So we're back where we started then. So then the Shechita, Limafreya, looking back at it. In hindsight, you know, the Shechita was a good Shechita, it's a bad Shechita. Now the Shechita's Pigel. Once he makes the Zrika, the Shechita was a Shechita's Pigel. So how could the Shechita's Pigel be Mekadosh the Lechem? He doesn't get right. That Shechita Spiegel works. If Shechita Spiegel works, Zrika Spiegel. We just lost the whole case. So the Gemara, I hochi, toidenami, I hochi, toidenami, adazorik, the words under these. Adazorik. Meaning, it's a shorthand for what we just said. Ihochi toilet toys is called a name and army. The Chizorik, you glimmels from my phrase. Shapigo kal, Mishash Shrita. If I do a stock. Now the Gemara big backs down on our whole assumption to get out of this. Again, our kash is built on two pieces. That Shrita Spiegel is as bad as Rika Spiegel. That's how we started. She said, no. Now we're saying it is. Good lima freya, but it is. But there was another step in our problem. What Toys has said before. The medame hodoma kiddush alechem tahamilo. That the affecting the shechita affecting kiddush alechem is the same as Rik affecting the zogmon name. That's a toz. They were made a mistake. Elamai kiddush. When we say kiddush alechem, we posel the boy sreifu. All it accomplishes there is to posel the lechem. Meaning the shechita is only accomplishing poseling the lechem. That's not equivalent, the words are funny, they're missing it. It's not equivalent to accomplishing either.
We knew that all along.
No, fuck yeah. We held that they're equal. Yeah, the words are funny, it's missing. The word means that's all it is, it's less. So it's a little different gear, sir. And the Gemara is saying no. Lo tamo kiddushin leil bezriku. That's what the Gemara is now answering. This equation, the assumption we made that those two things go together, is wrong. Now, this is a big problem, because it's like, what is the difference? That's not such an easy thing to know. I mean, why taka? Why can a pigel dika avoido be mekadesh with pasel, but it can't do it mil? It's a mama swore of them. That's not so simple. He just, when he wraps up the sugi, he puts it in these words. It's just, well, I understand what he's saying is that to make me'ila in or out, whatever it is, that's what he calls a function of hechsher, of korban hakosher. That's part of the process of the korban, making me'ila, taking out a me'ila. You don't have that here. Here, all you're doing is what he calls, you're making a zika. All you're really doing here is, you're not, it says you're not making anything on that. What you're doing is connecting the lechem to the korban. You're making that zika. With the shrita, the lechem becomes connected to the korban. That the Gemara held you can do even in the posel. Not an easy thing to understand, but that's what the Gemara is coming out. These two things are different. Now, you raised yesterday, again, the Gemara's lashon is all it's accomplishing is the posel, the boy's rave, which is really all it means. It means it's making the lechem, Kedushas HaGuf, part of the korban, so that it can become pigul. That's all it's doing, really. That's all that means. Yeah, because the lechem is in spark. It's a funny thing over here. You're shefting when Hashem shkutz l'zmano, the lechem is now pigul. That's a mission in Menachos also. The lechem is pigul. What connected the lechem to the korban? The shkita sakorban. All that with the shkita is what it's really accomplishing is liposel. That's what it means. It makes it eligible to become pigul. If it wouldn't be part of the korban, wouldn't have dusha guf, so what's that do pigul? What's that to do with us? The shkita is connecting it. Now, Tosis Loshin is liposel betful yoimim chus kipurim ubalin. Now, that's what he was bothered. Yes, what does that mean? You can't posel this thing anymore. It's not Mr. Pigel. It's the best way to learn it now. So yesterday we could deray, because yesterday we were holding that based the it's not Pigel yet. Now we know that based the it's Pigel. So, Chamali, what are you hitting me on now? Lina doesn't matter. It's Pigel. It's up the creek. So I told you yesterday in Afkamina for what he called Tfulyam Kuskipur, the Tumah, that's also not true. And the Rambam state that the Indian of eating kosher tmeyim is only if it's nitma from an av or a rishon. So it's basically essentially irrelevant also. But the question is, what does it mean, lipasl betful, what do you call it? In this case, what does it mean, lipasl betful yoyim, belina, b'chuskipur? It doesn't mean anything here. It's pigul. So the Muchizach, it's a problem. So Rabbi Yom El Yashiv, God's son has a safe one, these Mzichdas. He says, get poshut. He says, this doesn't mean it literally. It's an expression. That's the expression we always use for Kedusha Saguf. Asen iskadish liposel betul yem skus molina. All Taisa means is to say, is it gets that Kedusha Saguf. In this case, there's no nafkemina of tul yem skipurim molina. The nafkemina here of that Kedusha Saguf is that it becomes pigal and it's possible. It's just an expression of saying it gets Kedusha Saguf. It's a bump. Okay, so we started off with a kasha on Rav Gidl, and the kasha has been answered. Now I'm going to turn the other way. I'm going to be a rioter of Gidl. Lema Messiah. Hapigul li oilom moyolin boy. Pigul, there's always me'ilu. What does that mean? What does that mean? Li oilom always? Lav afagab the Izrik dam. Meaning there's me'ilu. It's kochim, kochim, and there's milo forever. Meaning, even if you have a zrikas adam, the state of Gidl's din. But now we're going to the other din of Rav Gidl. Up till now, we were dealing with the second din of Rav Gidl. Can it bring milo to kochim kal? Now we're looking at the first. The chur, it's the same thing, the same question. We'll see in a minute. His first din was that zrikas pigo can't take milo off the chelak akoyinim of kochim, kochim. The chur, that's what it says here. It means even if you made Zrikas Adam. So it says kochi kochi moil even after Zrikas Adam. That's what Gidl's did. Umesayalei zok digmar loy the loy zorak adam. We're talking kochi kochi before the zrika. So the gemara id the loy zorak adam myla memra. Good morning. You're telling me that kochi kochi has meila before the zrika. It's chamishna on daftes. I mean, what else is new? I mean, fashtei bedoch. Elo So well, that can't be. Le'olam d'zorik, you're right. We mean this meila even after the zrika. But still, it's not a raya to Reb Zeira. Why? Because there's one type of kochim kochim that even after zrika, there's meila, an oila. There is no chelek hakoyanim. Oila had that's going to be lighted. Oila, from the time of the hegdish till it's not, till it goes out to the deshen, there's meila because nothing changes. So the Gemara, you're right, it's talking to Zorik. The Chitan, Yahahi, the Oila. The Brisa is talking about Oila. Very nice. I have now a Brisa that says, an Oila, there's always Me'ila, even after Zrika. Vaita, good morning. It's a Mishnah. Vaita Mishnah Daftes. That an Oila, there's Me'ila, till it's Yoitzit to the Deshen.
Be the same thing as
a
Chelukam
is better from the Basically, yeah, it's a funny Gemara. You're not doing much for me. That's simple, that's simple. They're both Mishnah is late. I mean, what are you telling me? Ahiba Iboy Lapshita, the Gavoya, Hikulo, Mali Dos, Mali Yens. Kama. Pashtis, there's a Raya. So to Reb Gittel from this Mishnah. Raisley. Shtetov, Pigul, the Oil of Moyalimbal. He says, Gemara, wait a time, I was talking before the Zrika, it's Poshit. So by Oila's Poshit, Terence is it's talking by Achatos. And it's telling me that in Achatos, that's Pigul, there's Meal even after the Zrika. That's what Gittel's doing. That Zrika's Pigul is not Moitzi, Midei Meal. The Oi, ain't right. The Oi, be careful, it's a funny, it's again funny the word again. The Ketani Sefer, the Sefer of that Brisa says, Lon domo, the dam became possible through lino, correct? Afal pisha chozar v'zorkoi, even though you made zrika with that bad dam, moyalin boy. Pashtus, what does it mean? It's not exactly Reb Gittel, but very similar. This is a zrika psula for a different reason, not because it's big. This is a zrika psula because the dam is shame possible lino. Pashtus, it means that apostle Azrika can't take out from the Elam.
Wouldn't that make it about Pigle if you made
what?
It? Wouldn't that make it ice Pigle if you made it?
No, we're not talking about Pigle.
No, but if it's not Pigle anymore, then.
No, it's not Pigle. It's not talking about Pigle. Londomo. No, how's that? New case. Oh, Londomo. Right. New case. Not Pigle. Londomo. The race is talking about Pigle, so obsolete. So, Iyam and Bishlo Bechatos Shaker. You're telling me something. Why? The Chognosan points out. Here's even more mashman away. Ava Bisha Zorko. Sounds like we're talking about something that Zrika is effectual. So, Pasha's not Oila, because an Oila Zrika is totally irrelevant. But Chatos, which Zrika usually takes out from Mila, here not. Why? Because it's a Zrika Psula. Iyam and Bishlo Bechatos Shaker. Elo I Amrit Be Oila. I mean, if it's oil, it's vita portion. So in Zrika, there's always meal. Vita the same chesh. It's a very similar raya. It's a little bit stronger, the Choyk Nosson says, because here it's clearer we're talking about chatos. Because we're discussing a Kiddush in the Zrika. Oila, there is no Zrika to talk about. Okay. Good. So the Sefer is a raya. Zog the Gemara. Sefer Vaday Mesayeli. The Sefer is certainly a Raya, because it's clearly talking after the Zrika. And if it's an Oila, it's irrelevant. Reisha Mai is the Reisha. Now, we already said the Reisha was a Raya. It's a funny thing, Mario. Is the Reisha a Raya too? Mai, name or Rashi puts in. Holo Mesayeli Sefer Mesayeli Nami Reisha. As Rashi explains, meaning we'll do the same thing, that in the Sefer we're convinced it's talking by Echatos, or it's the Zrika, the word Zrika don't mean anything. So just like the Sefer is talking by Echatos, the Mele the Reish is talking by Echatos. If the Reish is talking by Echatos, the Reish is also a riot to Reb Gittel, because it says Le'olam forever. So should we say that? Hol Mesayle Sefer Mesayle Nami Reisha. No, the reading is very choppy here. The way Rashi, it's the Nagma is turning around. So, what are you telling me? The safe is a Vada Raya, right? Is the Reisha also a Raya? My friend, who told you the safe is a Raya? Well, I have portion that the safe is a Raya. What do you mean? The seif is zichah talking by a chat, the seif is zrika. Right? Let's say the seifah, the reading is very difficult. Seifah vaday mesayile, the seifah yeshur is a riot of gittel. Now let's be careful here. The truth is the seifah is not such a good riot of gittel. Why? Because I'm talking about pigul. The seifah says that zrikas lon doesn't take out. Now, of course, we assume that Mali does, Mali yes. Chapsul does, Chapsul. What's the difference? You have to put in some words here. Omale maishno. What's the difference? What do you mean it's not a right? Why not? Maishno. Mali zrika psulu mitam lino. Mali zrika psulu mitam pigul. Omale, a very strange gemara. Halono. The ka'ovid be yodayim. Versus no rayim. Lina is a bigger psul than pig. Halona the ka'ovid be yodayim. Now, ka'ovid be yodayim is a strange thing because lina you don't do be yodayim. Lina you go to sleep and the dam gets lost. Yeah, Rashi and Tosfos both say means it's michisorin ha'maisa. Shall you do chisorin maisa? Tishtik pshia, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, the zrika of the pigle is also be a diet. Nice, I want to do a curry diet, lay my honey zrika, love to give me the meal. Marshova, look over, be a diet. Mana le zrika, love to give me the meal. So maybe the interesting Gemara, I mean, I was a left field filler. Which is that? Because on a chalukah we could have said simple ones, but that's what the Gemara says. No riot. The safe is no riot. Maybe. Lina, that's a big soul. The COVID be a dying. The guy went to take a nap and slept. What are you doing here in the middle of things? Those apostles. That can't take out. So he gets people. That's octus. So interesting. Rashi seems to learn it's a knas. The whole thing is a drabonon. It's a very shvera filling. Very shvera filling. But okay. Says the Gemara, you came to me and said, listen, the safe is about a riot to Rabbi Gittel. What about the ratio? I said, Rabbi Gittel, the safe is making riot. Slow down. Just 1 second. So the Gemara seems to say that this Bryce is out. We're looking for another right. What about the ratio? But the ratio is not a right. The ratio we said has to be talking by Chatis, but it's talking by Oil. That's obvious. So lost off the safer. The ratio is a right. The ratio is talking about Pigol. Zok, the Rashi, Menuzah, Muchindo. That at this point, the Gemara, if the Lurashi, Elamak, Mashova, Spigol, Obna, Sidai, so Mashova. The Gemara is willing to lie that truth at this point. Will that side the ratio be oil? It's portion kipshuto. The Gemara is willing to tolerate it. As there shouldn't be a riot to Reb Gittel, we'll do it that way. So basically, we took a brisa, which looks to be clearly Reb Gittel's din. The Gemara says, it can riot. The safest state of foolish, the Zrika doesn't work. That's Zrika's law, not Zrika's people. The ratio must be talking. By a chatos, and it says there's always thing, there's always mila. No, it's talking by an oil. It's poshut. It's poshut.
It also means that very strange
configuration we're talking about chatos. An oil, and the same for chatos. Yeah, the Gemara is willing to light a lot of things. But apparently, they don't like it. Can I tell you? No, it's important to remember. Because at the end of the day, we'll see, at the end of the day, the belt passes like Rabbi Yitzchak. And Chavetz Chaim is Myrish and Likutei Halachos, because sof kol sof these are all rayos to Rabbi Yehuda. All these dechuyim are dechuyim dechukim ad mokoyim. When it comes to paskening, these are valid rayos to Rabbi Yehuda. It's important. This guy's an asik here, why we pasken like Rabbi Yehuda. That's what his time is. The stimas kol advorim is with Rabbi Yehuda. All these dechuyim are ma'od dechukim, ma'od dechukim. Let me give it a time. Nok aleim ha-messiah. Okay, there you got out, you died out, but it might still be a dying, but shoot a good. Let me get right. Hapigul bikochi kochim moyalimbo. Very similar statement. Pigul bikochi kochim, this is mehila. Zok the Gemara. Lav afalgav de zora. Pashis, it means even with zrika. Right? Okay? Umesayale. Loi de loi zora. No, let's talk about zrika. Again, it's poshim here. The Gemara seems not so terrible here. Oh, no, here one goes with a different angle. So how you want to learn? It's talking without, before Zrika. But ain't no konami, if there would be Zrika, there'd be no me'ila. As we'll say, avozorak mai, hochanami, dein noyalinbo. Okay, look what the Sefer says. Eimo katoni Sefer, bekotchim kalim, ein noyalinbo. The Reisha said, pigo bekotchim kotchim noyalinbo. Pigul bekotche, what do you call it? Bekotche kalim ain moyalimbo. You want to tell me that the Reisha is talking before Zrika? But after Zrika would be Ein Mayal in Bo. So you have the classic, the Lashon is in the classic, Lifleg Velisna B'Nidah. If that's true, why did the Braisa have to jump to Kotchim Kalin for a case of Ein Mayal in Bo, stay by Kotchim, and say, B'Medor Mamurim, Kodem Azrika, B'Pachar Azrika, it's Taka Ein Mayal in Bo. Lifleg Bereshiv Velisna, Lifne Zrika, Molabach Azrika, Ein Mayal in Bo. Hahu Vada Messiah, does a Vada. Oh, I'm sorry, it's Ein Mayal. Okay. So again, what do we have here? Now, let's be careful here. We have a Sefer Medrash. Again, the Sefer is better. The Sefer is a clear rioter of Gittel, to Rav Gittel's second statement. That Zrika by Kotchim Kalim doesn't work. We wanted to bring a raya from the Resha to Rav Gittel's first statement by saying it's talking even after Zrika. So he says, no, it's talking before Zrika. So if it's talking before Zrika, lifli velisni b'digdo. So l'chur, we have a raya from the Sefer and from the Resha. So the Gemara, ha? Ha'hu vada v'sayalei. The Sefer is a vada araya to Rav Gittel's second din. Lema hom sayalei Sefer sayalei nami Resha. Should we say, like we said, that the Resha is also a Raya? Because we're proving basically from the Sefer that the Resha is talking even after Zrika. Because if the Sefer shows us that he had to go to a case of Kotchim Kalim to get no Me'ila, meaning that the Resha means Me'ila even with Zrika. So is there a Raya from the Resha also? Zog the Gemara, nay. No. Kotchim Kalim psikale, ogalo psikale. No. The Resha could be talking before Zrika. Unein ochenami, after Zrika, there is no Me'ila by Kotchim Kotchim. So why did the Braisa say that? Why did the Braisa have to jump to Kotchim Kalim? So that you have often. The safest psikale. There you can make a blanket statement. Kotchim Kalim, Ein Mayal in Bo. Before Zrika, after Zrika. In Kotchim Kotchim, you couldn't make a blanket statement like that. First of all, you'll have to split Zrika from before Zrika. Two Tosis points out, not all Kotchim Kotchim is that true. Because in Oila, there's all Me'ila. Meaning it's a cleaner statement. Our question was, you're going to say that the Resha is not of Gittel. Meaning Kotchim Kotchim, Pigel, if the Zrika, there's no Me'ila. Let the Braisa say that. But the Braisa have to go to Kotchim Kalim. The answer is, they went to Kotchim Kalim because it's a cleaner statement. No, Hakol Bak, Lachi Kichel Sakol, was Blaibdo. The interesting thing here, the Gemara is summing up that we have a raya to half of Rav Gittel. The Sefer the Gemara says is a raya to Rav Gittel. To Rav Gittel's second statement that Zrika's Pigel doesn't work by Kotchim Kalim. Do we have a raya that his first statement is true? That Zrika doesn't work by Kotchim Kalim? He says no. No, you have no raya. The first braisa we nullify, and the second braisa we also braid out. So we remain with a raya to half of Rav Gittel. Now, that, there's no kash on Rav Gittel. Just the, yeah, that's a forsha braisa. Kotchim Kalim Ein Mayal in Bo. That was a Bzikas, that's a Bzikas, Gittel. And Gittel's second statement. I don't understand. Zok Tosis, so you got to forget about every logical problem. I say, how can you say a statement like this? You're proving, forget the psak, in Tosh Tate in the Gemara. Rav Gittel's second statement is right, finished, the braisa. The first statement, basic question. How can you split one from the other? It's the same thing. How do we understand it from Rav Gittel? He said two things. He said Zrika's Pigel can't work by Kotchim Kotchim, and it can't work by Kotchim Kalim. It happens to do the opposite things. Why not? Because Zrika's Pigel, since it's a apostle of Zrika, can't do things. So Mali does Mali yes. That itself should be the right. If you prove the second statement, you prove the first thing. You prove from the second one, from the Braisa, a Kotchim Kalim ain't Moyalimbo. Meaning what? Zrika's Pigel is ineffectual Lagabi Me'ilo. So it's ineffectual the other way too. What do you mean it's not a riot? There's a later riot to the first thing. Obviously, the Gemara got mocking me to split the two. This we never thought about either. You can hold Rav Gittel's second thing and not hold Rav Gittel's first thing. Let's just see. Tais explains it. Very interesting what he does here. It's this long Tais talks that Omer Moira Avra Peretz. In fact, the Kashi, my Shno, what's the difference? Omer Moira Peretz, Shichya. He was still alive, Rav Gittel Peretz. The shno, it's a big difference. There's two steps here, Rav Gittel. The legabe hutzras me'ilo b'kotchim kotchim. What's needed to take it out by kotchim kotchim? Bein roi l'achilas odah. No, what we're trying to explain now is that Zrika doesn't work by Kodshim Kalim to make Me'ilah, but will work by Kodshim Kodshim to make Ois Me'ilah. That's the thing we're trying to defend such a position. You know why? What do you need? What do you need in a Zrika to take out Me'ilah on Kodshim Kodshim? Same svara as Ula said in Zvor. I need a good hartzor. I need a good aktor, right? Now, I forgot the bike hartzor's kosher, kach hartzor's posel. The hartzor's kosher has to be hartzor's posel, right? I don't say, how do you ever have it? How do you ever have it? Hartzor's kosher is matal achil. Hatzos posel is not. Go back to some type of logical theory. How can you tell me hatzos posel kosher, hatzos posel? What does hatzos kosher do with kosher kosher? It makes the chelak hakayin and muta to eat for the kayin. There's no way hatzos posel can do that. So you never have it. So let's go back and we're back in a bind over here. How does that pigle work? The answer is Muslims, one of those Muslim zogin jobs. Muslim zogin that the Torah looked at Zrika's pigle as it's matal achilas zogah. Obviously, it's not because it immediately becomes pigle and you can't eat it. Kloimash ye murutzel leecho behetem imenu. Almo choshvo rachmona zrikas pigle lios bichlal artzoas achil. Nothing I can do about it. In minei ubei, in the logic of pigle, it must lie in zrikas pigle that we're looking at it like it was matar et lachil. If you can look at it like it's matar achil to make the pigle, you can look at it like matal achil to take it out from ilu. Im kein dinu nami ga be kochim kochim shetotzim yidei me'ilu. But by kochim kalim, what does the zrika have to do? The zrika has to be mevare the chelet govor, whatever it means. And somehow, he kochim kalim is not kochim Hashem. The zrika somehow makes the emurim now shayich to the mizbeah. Somehow. I'll say the Zrika Spiegel can't do that. Where do you ever find the Zrika Spiegel can do that? It's only inherent in Spiegel to say that that should work. Avo bekotshim kalim to bring it to the minilo shetechshuva hazrika liyoschele gavo mavur lo matzino shetechshuva. It means that we just don't find that. Right now, it's not so much as there's a sword. It's just saying you just don't find it. I mean, why would what would force you? Let's put it that way. Yeah, Rabbi Gil came with a schedule. Zrika's pigle is possible. It doesn't work. Okay, I hear that. I'm telling you, though, on the kochim part, I have an inherent cheshbon that it should work. Because I'm bothered. If it doesn't work, then I don't understand the whole pigle. In order for Zrika's pigle to be a hatsuas kosher, hatsuas possible, l'chura, you're telling me that we somehow look at it as if it's matar et lachil. So therefore, it should do it for me'ilah too. But this job in Kochim Kalim, that it does something to the Emurim, make a taste of it. Pashtus not. Yeah, because that is Hatzos Kosher. Okay, so Hayotze from the Sugya, it's an interesting thing. There's a clear raya to Gittel's second statement. The Gittel's first statement, the Gemara says, we have no right. I have no kasha. We have no right. But, yeah, okay. Now, Lepsak Halacha, the Rambam poses, but the Chafetz Chaim look at the laws of Ma'ariv. Yeah, there's some question about it, but it's pretty clear, the Rambam's. He took both statements. And the answer, he says, is very simple, because Kepshuto, everything is a riot to Lep Gittel. There's a million sugis coming up, where the Gemara will always assume Rav Gittel, but he says even this sugi itself, all of these braces on Kipshutom are raya to Rav Gittel. These are shenuyim tchikim, ma'od, the chukim, what the Gemara is doing over here. The nice of Yadayim is a sherezah, to make the braces of Kipshutom, to split this braces. The riyatas advorim is that the braces say like Rav Gittel and as they pass with the Rambam. Follow me, Rabbi Yehoshua. So what do you need to make ois me'ilah? You need shas heter l'koyanim. Can we always assume that means that it has to become mutter v'achil? It's not so simple. That's how we pass. It's not something. It has three possibilities. What just at the lekoyan means? Omali bakapro the bakada should say the bakada. Then of course bakada was bakapro's nephew. Tyson Twom says it's not bakados. Bakados for somebody else. It's lepados. She's older. I think Tyson says. This is girl Parpada, who we know from the door. So he tells him, listen. Yeah. Think about what you're going to ask me, Lamoch and Mesmin. So we can talk and learn to the point. What's going on? This is what he asked. Does the Mishnah just mean it has to be a Het Shechita? Meaning, the Shechita was good. And it became possible 1 second. That'll take out of me, you know? Oh, Het Zerika Shoninu? You need more than that. You need a Kabbalah Saddam, that it should be Roy for Zerika. That's enough. Oh, Heter Achilu Shonim. That's how we usually understand. You have to take a half the Zerika, and the boss has to become Mutaba Achilo for a moment. He has three possibilities. Let's get the next Sugi, which is a...